Bush were involved there at that building and grounds.
Okay, at 6:30, we'll call the meeting to order. And in the absence of the village president, we'll take nominations for chair.
I'll nominate Matthew Harris.
I second.
That was... And are there any other nominations?
I move the nominations be closed.
Okay, so did you want to move on?
Thank you, Matthew.
Thanks for serving.
And you're not on choice here.
It's been a good meeting.
We want to make sure to start
yep.
with.
Yeah. Do we need... all right. Roll call. I thought we did roll call first. No?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm out of order. Sorry.
Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
No, I can't even go in. All right, now we go to roll call. Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Harris is here. Trustee Rafter is excused. Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson, I haven't heard one way or the other from him, so I'm not sure. We'll figure that one out. And then Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
All right. May I have a motion to modify or adopt this evening's agenda?
I'll move to adopt it as presented.
All right. And the second, it's Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We have an agenda. Announcements. The holiday solid waste schedule, there's a little bit of a change due to the office being closed on Monday, the 26th, and Monday, January 2nd. So all the waste collection will be delayed by one day for the next 2 weeks. Village of Alloway holiday hours. Due to the holidays, the village office, village hall will be closed on the 23rd, 26th, 30th, and January 2nd. We'll, on the January 3rd, we'll be open an extra half an hour due to the candidacy papers being submitted by 5 p.m. for the April 4th election. Speaking of non-candidacy papers for incumbent trustees must be filed by December 23rd at 5 p.m. January 3rd, 2023, 5 p.m. is the deadline to file nomination papers, declarations of candidacy, and campaign registration statements for the 2023 spring election. And if anyone is interested in serving on a committee, board, or commission, applications are being accepted. There is information on the village website regarding the committees, or you can call the village office to get more information on how to apply for any of the committees, boards, or commissions. Next announcement. Our utility foreman, Mike Malik, has resigned. I'm not sure of the effective date of the resignation, but we wish him well in his future positions. Any other announcements from fellow board members? Any other announcements from staff? All right. Then we'll move on to item number 4, public comment. Is there anyone who wishes to speak on the topic tonight? Anyone wish to speak? All right, we'll move on to item number 5. Old business action, scheduling village board meeting on January 3rd, 2023. Mr. Lang.
Yeah, I brought this to the board at the last meeting, wanted you to consider whether or not you would wish to have a meeting on the 3rd. Due to the amount of time we're going to be closed, it's going to be very difficult for us to put an agenda together because we have several staff that will be out. So my recommendation would be to push everything to the 17th of January. And if necessary, we could always have a special one the second Tuesday in January.
Okay. But I'm fine with that.
Do you want the board to that effect?
I don't know if we need to...
It wouldn't hurt to just have a motion to...
Sure, I would make the motion that we skip the January 3rd meeting, defer information to the 17th, as Mr. Lang suggested, and then keep open the option of an emergency, if you will, meeting if we have to.
Perfect. All right, may I have a second on that?
I'll second.
Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. So our next scheduled board meeting will be January 17, 2023. Item number six. Consent for assignment of tax incremental financing developers performance agreement to JJP Acquisitions. Trevor, would you help us out with that one, please?
Sure. So this is a consent for assignment. So essentially what is happening is we have a development agreement with the developer of the property, and the developer is selling the property, and with that sale, all the obligations and benefits would transfer to the new owner under this consent assignment. The developer did request that we make the approval contingent on property closing is set for the 23rd, so later this week. Just in the event that something were to occur. Our attorney did review it, and she had one question asking if there are any known defaults. There are none. Another minor suggestion was a date change of the amendment mentioned in the agreement. I spoke with a representative of the developer before the meeting, mentioned that shouldn't be an issue. So just assuming that changes, the recording date for the registered deeds was August 27, 2021. And it should actually read in the agreement July 30th, 2021.
July 30, you said?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. All right. Any other questions from the board? May I have a motion on this item?
Sure. Move to approve the consent for assignment with that typo revision and subject to council review.
And the property property sale closing?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. May I have a second on that? Trustee Green. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Motion passes. Item number seven, approval of appointing members to the Comprehensive Plan Steering Committee. Trevor, two in a row.
Yes, so we've touched on the subject the past several meetings, and we do have a list of residents that have volunteered to be part of our steering committee. I've included the list in the memo. We were hoping to stay somewhere between the 6 to 8 members is our kind of sweet spot, but no more than 12, no fewer than 5. So if we're at 6 right now that have volunteered. We could potentially add a few more as we go through the process, but this would be a good start. And with the approval of this list of members tonight, then we can go ahead and get started with the project in January.
Perfect. Thank you. May I have a motion on this item, please? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
And a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. And just thank you, Trevor, for pulling together the people, and thank the individuals for giving their time. It is appreciated. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 8, Equipment Replacement Fund 2023 Purchases. Gradline.
This won't take too long. at our finance committee a week ago, we discussed the items that were listed in the 2023 budget under the equipment replacement. These include a plow truck, two pickup trucks, a garbage truck, tractor, lawnmower, backhoe, and a blacktop roller. Two of the items are suggested to be purchased used. That's the blacktop roller and the backhoe. But three of the items, if we placed an order today, we would receive those items the third quarter of 24. So with that, just kind of keep that in mind. The other items, the three big ticket items are the ones that are out so long. But the other ones, the pickup truck, tractor, and more, would all be available in 2023 at this point. So what I'm hoping the board, I should go back a little bit. At our finance committee, we had talked about the potential of taking some of these large items or quality items and bond for them for a 10-year bond, which is uncharacteristic for us because we do have an equipment replacement fund. But the equipment replacement fund is not being funded to the level to sustain itself long term. So we're looking at bonding for some of these items or all of the items to buy us a little more time and allow that fund to develop a little bit more, and then look at the 24 budget to increase the funding in that area. So the question at the finance committee was, when would we bond for these? Well, as I indicated, three of the big ticket items are not until 2024. The other items, again, could be available or would be available in 2023. I'm hoping for tonight that the board would be okay with, one, seeking quotes on the items that are available in 2023 to bring those back for approval, and those items that would not be available until 2024 to authorize staff to at least get on the list to reserve a spot. We would not be charged for anything like that unless we cancel 2 months before they're delivered. But we know that those items will not be delivered until 2024. So what does that mean with the bonding? Once we get these prices on the items that would be available in 2023, we can determine whether or not that's necessary to bond, or could that come out of the equipment replacement, because the big items, the plow truck, the garbage truck, what else did I say in there? Oh, because we talked about two garbage trucks. We may want to get on the list for two garbage trucks. Then we could be looking at a 2024 bond if necessary at that point. So does that make sense? I'm hoping I tried to explain it. Say we're going to get the ball rolling, but we're not paying for anything right now because nothing is available right now.
What the other couple of the things that we discussed in our meeting was that, in essence, the amount that we're spending on operations and maintenance of the equipment is the amount that we're setting aside annually for equipment replacement. So any new items will cause that balance to drop of what we have in the fund. We have about about 2.25 years worth of balance in that fund. So we're trying to determine what's the best way forward to make sure that we can possibly replace these items, don't go into too much of a red zone, for lack of better words, on the equipment replacement fund in case there are emergencies. So what we wanted to do as part of the ad hoc finance and personnel committee was just bring it to the rest of the board's attention that we might be looking at bonding, but we do have the option, instead of a 20-year bond, because you don't want to have items that you're done with in 10, 12 years that you're paying for 20. We do have an option to go with a 20 or a 10-year bond for these items, which would allow us to pay them off. So to Brad's point, we can possibly defer to 24, but we may have to bond for 23. We don't know all the numbers yet, but again, this is just a, for lack of better words, an update for the rest of the board, along with that authorization of going out for quotes and getting on the list for
Bill's list.
Yeah. Yep. Did I miss anything?
No, that was pretty good cover, Chris.
Okay, good.
And based on that, I would make a motion that we do that to recommend the staff to get quotes on the items that are eligible to be received in 2023, and also to put on availability list for the items for late 24.
I'll second.
Trustee Deutsch with the second. Okay. Any other discussion or questions from the board? Then we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 9, Libel Street Transportation Project plat and real estate acquisition. You're up, Sean.
Thank you. The preliminary plans for Libel Street have been completed with the completion of the plans. The real estate acquisition has been determined. A transportation project plat has been prepared. Within the plat, the real estate acquisition is described. We do have a number of people here in attendance. We have Randy Moss from Moss & Associates. He was at the December 6th meeting. We have Strand Associates here with us tonight. Tara Meyer, project manager that has been leading the engineering for this project. In general, there are three types of real estate acquisition that we need for this project. Temporary limited easement, that is for grading purposes. We need that throughout the project. It's for grading purposes to provide a gentle transition back at front yards and at driveways to provide a smooth transition at driveways. Fee right-of-way or strip right-of-way is needed for the construction of sidewalk. That is needed primarily on the east side from just north of First Bible Baptist Church to Alloway Avenue, and then on the east side of Libel Street at Bethel Baptist Church. The project does require that we purchase a permanent limited easement for an existing yard drain that's located outside of the right-of-way on the west side of Libel Street, just south of Dauphin Street, and that is needed to, one, construct a new inlet, and to repair and maintain that inlet into the future. The transportation project plat was reviewed at the Public Works Committee meeting this month. They had made a recommendation to the Village Board to approve the plat and to proceed with the real estate acquisition for the project. Since that meeting, there has been a change to the plat. There was a change to the plat to avoid creating a non-conforming property at it was 2403. We're going to go ahead and make a change to the plans to avoid creating a non-conforming property, and that would result from a front yard setback of less than 20 feet. By village code, correct me if I'm wrong, Trevor, we require a minimum setback of 20 feet. And in that particular case, we didn't meet that requirement. We took a look at the design in that area, and we made a change to the terrace width to move the right-of-way and the proposed right-of-way inward to avoid that non-conforming status. Tara, do you have anything to add?
I think the only thing I would add is that Brown County Register of Deeds has also looked at the plat, and they provided comments, which we then addressed. So it's already been in front of Brown County Register of Deeds, and we've got their input as well. But otherwise, I thought that was a good summary.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. All right. Any other questions from the board? May I have a motion on this item, please? All right, I'll make a motion. We would approve the transportation project plat and the real estate acquisition with the modification that Sean mentioned about avoiding the non-conforming property at 2403 Libel. Second from Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 10, placement of a street light at the drive to the Old River Condominium Homeowners Association. Sean.
So late this fall, I was approached by the Old River Condominium Homeowners Association with a request to add a street light near their drive-in entrance to Riverside Drive, Highway 57. When we get approached with that type of request, the process that we follow is that we take their request to the Public Works Committee and then to the Village Board. So we had taken a look at their request. I had WPS take a look at the cost to furnish, install, and maintain that light. I don't know if you know, but WPS owns and maintains the village's street lights. A formal request was made to them. They came back with a monthly cost. We pay a monthly fee to WPS per light basis. Our total monthly cost in the village is something over $16,000 a month. WPS indicated that a 250-watt equivalent LED light would be appropriate in this location with the purpose of improving driver awareness and visibility of that drive entrance. The monthly cost for that light would be $22.75. There is no upfront cost to furnish or to install the light. This was reviewed by the Public Works Committee, and they made a recommendation to the Village Board to approve the added street light.
Okay, thank you. Is there a reason why let's see if I've got my directions straight, the east side as opposed to the west side of the street would be chosen?
We chose the east side of the street because there's an existing utility pole, and that would avoid having to furnish and install a separate pole just for a light. We're able to utilize an existing utility pole and hang a light from that.
And because that of that, there'd be no need for any kind of easement or anything along those lines?
Correct.
Okay. And then what's the ballpark for WPS's approval, and when would the installation take place?
They've already put together, to get a cost from them, they had put together the agreement. With your approval tonight, I'm hoping to sign that, and I don't know if I didn't ask them that question, but I would think that within 4 to 6 weeks, they can hang a light on that utility pole.
Okay, thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I would second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion or questions?
Quick question, and not in favor of the street light, but I'm just curious. Is this standard? Does every utility, is there a municipality anywhere that owns the, or are we kind of an outlier? Or
it's more common that the utility provider owns because of the maintenance to them.
Okay. Thank you. Question answered.
Any other questions or comments?
Some of the property owners were up there at our public service meeting, and we're very pleased with this solution. So I think they'll be happy if we proceed as requested.
Good. $23 a month for some safety is worth it. All right. We have any other discussion? And we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 11, Manitowoc Public Utilities First Responder Service Agreement. Number three, Sean.
So this is an amendment to an existing agreement that we have with Manitowoc Public Utilities to provide a little background information. The village of Alloway supplied drinking water from Central Brown County Water Authority. Central Brown County Water Authority owns a transmission line from Manitowoc to its member communities. MPU feeds water to Central Brown County Water Authority. MPU also has an agreement with Central Brown County Water Authority to maintain and repair the transmission line. So in 2008, we had entered into an agreement with MPU to provide locating and first responder services or responsibilities to MPU. Central Brown County Water Authority transmission line connects to our what we call our AZ2 connection station off of Vanda High. And the transmission line runs underneath Webster from DePure north and then east Vanda High. And we had back then indicated that we would take on any kind of locating responsibilities associated with that line. And recently had thought that it would be best not to incur that liability with locating somebody else's line. And we'd agreed to amend the original agreement.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the board? Could I get a motion on this item, please?
Move to approve.
Trustee Sampson. And a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Deutsch. We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Item number 12, Libel Street, summary of the public information meeting number 3 and the comments. John.
Yeah, December 6th, we conducted our third public informational meeting for the Libel Street Reconstruct Project. The purpose of that meeting was to provide project updates to the general public, share with residents and general public the needed right-of-way associated with the project, and to listen to comments and concerns and questions. We provided the comments, Strand had provided a summary of the comments received. There was a 20-day comment period. There were, I don't know how many people attended the meeting, 20?
12 signed in on the sign-in sheet. There are people that attended that didn't sign in. Okay. We don't have that count, but there's 12 on the sign-in sheet.
So there were people that at the time had provided us comments, and then there was a comment box that comments were provided in, and there have been, I believe, some emails that have been sent afterwards. And Tara Meyer, project manager from Strand, will quickly go over the comments that we've received.
All right. Sitting open, you want me to go there? All right. I don't know how loudly I need to speak with this. Is this okay?
Just enough so the microphone picks it up.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, sounds good. So just a summary, you kind of broke it up by...
Tara, for the record, yep. Can you name and address yours, please?
You bet. My name is Tara Meyer, and work address you want? You want my home address?
Work is fine.
910 West Wingra Drive, Madison, Wisconsin, 53715.
Thank you.
You bet. So, broke up the summary based on comments we received prior to the meeting itself, whether phone calls or emails, comments received physically during the meeting and during the board meeting, as well as comments that were in the box that Sean mentioned we had at the meeting, and any that we received afterward in that two-week window, which technically closes today. And so I have that summary here, and I will just kind of step through them one by one. Prior to the meeting, there were two phone calls received, one that indicated that there were several business owners that were going to be attending the meeting, and they just wanted to ask questions about construction and how it would affect their businesses. Also received one phone call prior to the meeting asking how the parking location was determined, to voice their preference of having the parking location across the street, and to ask how it was determined where the commercial sidewalk would be relocated.
When there are questions asked, we document our response. Whether or if it's just a concern, then there's no response that's required. So the response for that one was that overall there are more parking spaces available on the east side of the roadway, as there are fewer driveways on the east, which then resulted in more parking spaces. In addition, the commercial walk is proposed to minimize right-of-way need and impacts the trees. That's why we put the commercial sidewalk where we did. Those were the only two comments received prior to the meeting. Verbal comments received from attendees at the meeting on the 6th are as follows. One person stated they recently purchased a property near Alloway Avenue, and they were curious if the roundabout itself was part of the project, if his property would have this commercial sidewalk, and also wanted to make note that the bike slip ramp in that location was in poor condition and could possibly be a hazard. The response was that the roundabout is not part of this project. His property would not have commercial sidewalk, and that the condition of the bike slip ramp would be improved next summer in 2023. One person mentioned they did not want to be assessed for a storm sewer lateral, as their house is on a slab and does not have a need for a sump pump. And the response was that it is village policy with new projects to install laterals for future purposes, or what have you, to new homeowner, or what happened to build a install a basement, or what have you. One person mentioned consideration for the Bellin 10K run, as it occurs the second Saturday of June annually, and part of that route would be along Libel Street. So we are taking that into consideration in regards to detour and to our transportation management plan. One person mentioned that they want two silver maple trees removed from their property, even though it's not currently being removed by the project. A representative of Zeman Commercial Properties, LLC, discussed that during construction, the three driveways located on Libel Street could be closed one at a time to allow for reconstruction instead of constructing them half at a time, and the closure time should be limited. He stated their busiest time of year is late spring and early summer. One person asked why existing sidewalk along their property was being replaced. And response was that the reconstructed roadway has a slightly different profile and different widths, requiring the existing sidewalk to be reconstructed to fit the proposed road. Also noted that the relocated sidewalk would be located 2 feet closer to the roadway, so further from the face of their home. One person had concerns about their driveway slope with the potential to bottom out their vehicle, and also concerns about what the quality of the reconstructed driveway would be like. A village board member asked if there was any traffic control change proposed for East St. Joseph Street, and the response was that the project is not proposing to change traffic control at that intersection and will maintain the existing two-way stop control on East St. Joseph Street. Another member mentioned appreciation for sharing a summary of comments from past meetings. Another board member asked if there was a study performed on Libel Street related to the bike lane and bicycle counts. Acknowledged that since there currently are no designated bike lanes, it might be difficult to anticipate the bike facility usage until it's actually constructed, and also asked about data for electric scooter or bike usage of lanes. And then, so that was the verbal comments received, and then we received four total comments in the comment box. We have not received any other comments since the meeting, whether email, call, or in the actual snail mail. The same person during the meeting who gave the verbal comment about the bike slip ramp that's in poor condition also wrote a written note about that bike slip ramp. Another person mentioned concerns for parking, and with it only being on one side of the roadway, they were concerned more people would be crossing the roadway and potential safety issues to pedestrians needing to cross the road. One person who owned a business mentioned that they would like to see no parking between signs, so people can still see their signs for their business, and the placement of their business signs during construction to make sure people know that businesses are still open during construction. And then we had one more comment as to why commercial sidewalk was placed where it was. So that is a summary of the comments we received for this third PIM. And I do want to mention too that the village really has gone above and beyond for their residents with having three of these public involvement meetings. I really haven't been involved in any other ones that offer three for people to give comment and give their opinions or insight to the project. So I really think that you are doing well by your people to offer that. So.
Thank you for letting us know that, and we appreciate this summary of comments. Just gives us a better feel as board members to understand what might be coming up as repeat concerns for people.
Yes.
Or things that just may not have been taken into account.
Yep. So. Any other questions?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sean, anything else on this topic?
I do not.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming tonight. Randy, thank you. All right, move on to item number 13, Alloway's 150-year anniversary. Brad.
Yes. So prior to the passing of Clarence Matuszek, he did reach out to me and reminded me that in 1973, when the village celebrated the 100th anniversary, it may have been on the wrong year.
No.
So I have spent a lot of time, I've reached out to the state, Alloway Historic Preservation, you name it, I've reached out to, and I cannot come across the actual date. So in 1873 was the discussion and the vote to separate from Bellevue. The first village or town board meeting was not held until April of 1874. So I don't, there's a time gap in there of when did it officially take place. So with that being said, I've been in discussions with Heritage Hill, who wants to participate wholeheartedly in our 150th year. They're planning on celebrating it in 2023. The Alloway Optimist is very interested and willing to expand on Alloway Fest to be a part of the project or a part of the celebration. I've spoken with the Sean Ryan from and Linda Maxwell from Llewellyn. They're willing to add it to their shirts. So, you know, the ball is rolling, and I think it's time to just say we're going to do it in 2023. One of the things that I did not add to the budget, because I have no idea what we might be looking at for any funding, if we need any funding, would be maybe the use of the ARPA funds. A small portion could go towards, you know, if we want to enhance Alloway Fest, and maybe we have a band the night before or something along that line. There's I'm looking for as much help. I know we've got a couple board members that said they would be more than willing to help. It's just trying to get that all organized. I've got a couple of community members that also indicated they'd be more than willing to help. An individual from Economic Development, Peggy Schrader from Schrader Flowers. So there are a group of people that's just trying to find the time to bring the group together. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're planning on, is trying to get this up and running and let the board know that 2023 is the official, in our book, 150-year celebration.
Perfect.
So more to come.
Okay. Thank you.
As a 2024 truther, I'm disappointed that you've swallowed the Kool-Aid on the 2023 fake news, but I guess there's not much I can do about that. So, no, sounds good. Sorry.
Item 14, future agenda items. Anything fellow board members wish to have on a future agenda?
Yeah, I would like to ask Brown County to share a portion of their 0.5% sales and use tax with us. I'd love for us to consider that coming up.
Okay, let's see how we can investigate and see where that goes. Anything else? All right, then, item number 15. I was worried when you weren't here, Chris, right away. May I have a motion to convene into closed session for purposes of considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.851C?
Yes, to exercise that responsibility, I would move that under the auspices of 1985-1C, we move into closed session.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? All those in favor will signify by saying aye as a roll call. Trustee Genrich?
Aye.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are back in open session. There is nothing to vote on in terms of open or closed session activities, so may I have a motion to adjourn, please? Trustee Sampson, seconded by Trustee Atwood. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Maybe we need
have
to
a good
make
evening.
A move at the president level, 1 hour with as long as